Good morning, Nancy. It is great to be with you today. Nancy Fisher, you are the president of the Sun River Women's Club, correct?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Glad to finally find out about your group and be able to spotlight you. Tell us about the Sun River Women's Club and all the things you do. It's huge.
It is, and I am very, very proud of the Sun River Women's Club. I've been involved with the Sun River Women's Club since 2011, and I've been president. I'm just finishing up my second year as president of the Women's Club. Basically, I've been on the board the majority of that time since 2011. The Sun River Women's Club is an amazing group of women, strong women, active women, and because of that, we have an amazing activities for our women. We have book clubs, winter fun activities. We have hiking groups. We have dinner club. We have different social activities that our groups can do. But on top of that, we have this amazing philanthropic effort. And over the years, I have seen it grow. One of our major fundraisers is the Sun River Art Fair. And the Sun River Art Fair in 2019, their net proceeds alone were $38,000.
Wow. Now,
a lot of people aren't even aware that Sun River Art Fair is put on by the Sun River Women's Club. It is. It's totally put on by the Women's Club. We unfortunately had to cancel it last year. But this year we're going to be a hybrid event. We're going to be both virtual and in person. Maybe
as everybody's had to do.
We've had the Women's Club. We have adapted. I'm very proud to say we've very much adapted to the pandemic. So the Sun River Art Fair will be a hybrid event. It will be both virtual and in person with not as many booths. Kathleen Turner Meyer is our art fair chair, and she is art fair extraordinaire, I would say. On top of that, last year we were not able to hold a single fundraiser. Does that mean we didn't give any money away? No. Last year alone, we gave $63,400 in grants.
Impressive. And that's what's so neat too, is you've got all these grants that you have money that you spend on.
Well, and what's really neat about our grants is our philanthropy committee, headed up by Chris Besson and Valerie Stenslin, they had the philanthropy committee focus on what's important right now. And so we have areas that we focus on. So that would be child abuse prevention, food insecurity, housing insecurity, and education. Those are the areas that we focus on. And as a result, just recently, just last month, we granted our first grants for 2021. And we were able to grant $32,250 in grants that would cover those areas, $7,500 for child abuse, $4,250 for education, $12,500 in food insecurity, and $8,000 to support housing. Our COVID-19 fund, which is something, again, I'm extremely proud of. Last March, our women's club started thinking, what can we do to help during this pandemic? We knew there was the Lapine Community Kitchen, the Lapine Senior Center, that all needed, that were going to have food insecurities and more people were going to come. I think one of the organizations saw their increase of 2,200% for the need. So we immediately started what we called the COVID-19 nonprofit emergency fund. At that time, we called it the emergency fund. And as a result, we had a goal of $5,000. We raised that in 24 hours. So then we said, well, can we raise it to $15,000? So last year alone, since then, we've given out $43,000 in that COVID-19 fund.
Wow.
And we started with a goal of $5,000. And here we are a year later, literally almost a year later, with $43,000. Yep. So we just gave $7,000 for this year for the COVID-19 fund. And that is going down to $5,000 is going down to Lapine Community Health Center to help them with vaccine support. And so it's just The philanthropy program is just amazing, but that's not all that we're about. We also have our social activities. We have wonderful monthly luncheons with really interesting speakers. This year, we focused on local, support local. So we had local businesses. We had our chamber office come and talk to us, Kent Elliott. We've had, you know, just, and we've done it all on Zoom. You know, usually we would be at Crosswater having a luncheon with 60 ladies, and it would be just a lot of fun. Well, this year, starting last year in September, we had our welcome event on Zoom. We had one day, we had Marcello's restaurant here in Sun River do a happy hour. They made some fun drinks for us. The day before, it was all based on, it was more of a tea, that type of thing. And then we went into October to May, our monthly luncheons. And we've had, like I said, interesting speakers all on Zoom. And it's just been a lot of fun. We've had all our board meetings on Zoom. I've gotten to learn how to do Zoom. Never knew what Zoom was a year ago.
Most of us, yeah.
All of us. But it was just, I'm just very proud of how we've stepped up. And that is our theme for the Women's Club, is stepping up for, it was for stepping up for fun, friends, and philanthropy. Then in March of last year, we changed it up, stepping up during this difficult time.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I was looking on your webpage, as well as all the philanthropic things you mentioned, that you have social events, which is what really brings people together. Lots of fun things, different walking and hiking groups and just book clubs and, oh my gosh, you name it. It's
seven book clubs. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be, you know, changed out of what I'm wearing now and back into casual clothes. And I'm going to be out on a winter fun activity, hiking through the snow. Was told that we can't snowshoe. It's not enough snow now. It's melted a little bit. So maybe tracks and, you know, my hiking poles, and I'll be out there with 8 other ladies and 2 leaders. We have seven, like I said, we have 7 book clubs that read every month in our newsletter, our monthly newsletter. I list the number of the books that they're reading and what a variety of books that they read. And we had a wonderful dinner club going for a while, but of course, with the pandemic, we had to stop that. Every quarter, they had a theme and they did, you know, different dinner clubs at different people's houses. So we've had, you know, the social plus the philanthropic. And I think that makes a really nice fit for a club. The other thing is, you know, we are the Sun River Women's Club. We did have a male member this year. That was our first male member because we're nonpartisan and we do not discriminate. So we did have one male member. He has now moved back down to California, so we don't have our male member anymore. But him and his wife were co-chairs of the dinner club, and so we needed to have him be a member. He was glad to, even came to our, we have monthly birthday luncheons when the pandemic wasn't happening. Now we have birthday coffee teas on Zoom. And so he came to the birthday lunch. And anyway, so it's just, I have made a tremendous amount of friends through the Women's Club. It's very well known here down in South County, but I would love to, and I'm hoping through this interview today that the rest of Central Oregon will hear more about the Sun River Women's Club. 2022 is our 50th anniversary.
So wow, we've been around. Nice. Yes.
And since 1999, we've given almost $750,000 away.
That is great. And how many women would you say are members of your club?
Approximately 275 members.
Wow, that's impressive, especially considering the size of Sun River and La Pine's populations as compared to Bend. That is great. Of course, 50 years.
We have a few members from Bend. We have majority of our members are from the Sun River and La Pine area, but a lot of our members are second home owners too. They come here for the summer or they come here for the winter, depending on what type of snowbird they are. Are they a sunbird or a snowbird? And so they're joined. And that's what's been nice about our Zoom luncheons this year. My next door neighbor is a snowbird. And she's been coming to the luncheons because she's been over in Portland and she's been able to Zoom in for a luncheon. She'd never been able to. She said, right. I always seem to miss right when your luncheons are. So a couple of our other fundraisers that we hold in May, we're going to be having our art and wine art auction and wine event, and that's mm-hmm. going to be virtual. And so for those wine drinkers out there, there'll be information coming out. There'll be information on our website at sunriverwomensclub.com. And that'll be the third week in May. And we have five wineries, Kenwright, Willamette Valley, to name a couple, that will be doing virtual wine tastings. So you'll order your wine. It'll be delivered to your home. You'll have three bottles. The winemaker or someone from the winery will go through on Zoom, go through the wine tasting with you. We're also going to have, with Market of Choice, we're going to be doing a charcuterie class. Mm-hmm. Some people have a hard time even just saying the word charcuterie. I just learned how to say that maybe about a year ago. I always called it a caricature plate.
I'd never even heard of it before last year. So.
I know. It's a big thing now. So Market of Choice, their cheesemonger, I guess is what they call, is going to sit down virtually. They're going to give us a supply list ahead of time so you can go shopping and buy all the things. And then they're just going to show you how to put together a charcuterie plate.
Nice.
And that will be the first night. And then you can make a charcuterie plate for your virtual wine tasting a couple nights later. And that's one of our fundraisers. That's our spring fundraiser. Our winter fundraiser is our winter gala. And that is been... that's been going on for a number of years. I'm not even sure, maybe 30, 40 years. And it's held at the Great Hall at the Sun River Resort, which is, you know, if you've been at the Great Hall, what a beautiful room that is.
Yeah.
It's a dinner dance with appetizers ahead of, before, and band with, you know, music for dancing, silent auction, raffle baskets, the whole thing. We're just not sure this year if we're going to be able to have it.
Maybe. It could be.
We're just not sure this year. So we're kind of on hold right now, but we'll hope we don't have it this year. We'll pick it up again in 2022. And then, of course, I talked about earlier our Sun River Art Fair, which is, if you are an art lover, it is a neat art fair, because what I like about it is there's something for everyone. Not everyone's going to buy that $500 piece of art. Maybe you want that $50 piece of art. Maybe you want those $35 pair of earrings. So what the art fair does, it offers, to me, I feel it offers a variety for everyone. And of course, that time of year, it's the second weekend in August. That time of year, we have a lot of tourists in Sun River. And so they come through. We've had people come in and say, I never have seen this. Where did this, you know, and it's put on by, we have about 100 volunteers that work to put this on. And this year, like I said, we're going to have a virtual side to it. And I'm really looking forward to the virtual side. You'll be able to shop. That will start the day that the art fair opens. And, you know, we'll be able to reach a lot of artists, because artists last year were hurt so badly because think about all the art fairs they do. Some of our artists that's their whole summer from spring until fall. Every weekend or every other weekend, they're traveling to art fairs, and all of a sudden, boom, they're shut down. And so it's been very, very hard for the artists. So we're happy to see a lot of our artists are going to be coming back. And I'm looking forward to it because it's a fun weekend. It's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You've got a lot of companies or businesses that are sponsors for the things that you do. I was looking at your webpage and there's, oh my gosh, probably 20 different companies that are named specifically that help out and are your community support to sponsor those things. So that takes a lot of work too, to drum up that kind of support.
We have a committee for sponsors for the art fair. That's our biggest sponsorship that we have to work on. Cascade Sotheby's has announced that they're going to be our premier sponsor.
Oh, good.
And so they're our local office here in Sun River. And then we have other ones. I mean, we have Alpine Entertainment. We have Village Threads. I could sit here and name every company. And some of them are, and it doesn't matter. I mean, we love our big name sponsors, our big money sponsors, but all the way down to the sponsor that gives an item for a raffle basket. We couldn't do it without all of them. You know, we need all of our sponsors.
And of course, it takes so many people to plan and put these things together. You've got a very dedicated group of volunteers in your organization.
We do. We have an amazing board of 11 women, and they all have assistants. And we have monthly board meetings, and we run the, you know, make all the decisions for the women's club, you know, keep on all the federal regulations and everything that a nonprofit has to do. There's a lot of rules that we have to follow, being as a 501c3. But it's not just the board. It's all these other women underneath the board that, you know, the 105 volunteers that come out to do the art fair. I don't care if you come out and do a 3-hour shift at the art fair and you're president of the women's club, you're still part of the women's club. You should be proud of the money that we give, because if it wasn't for your 3-hour shift or being on the board, whatever you are, we couldn't do it without you. You know, it's just an amazing organization.
Well, and to have been around for 50 years and still be going so strong, that really is a testament to how you're organized, how you operate, the closeness that you must all feel with each other. So that it is great. I'm so glad I found out about it. And I'll be glad to have you back again other times before your fundraisers that you're having, just so we can give a little bit of spotlight to that as well, and maybe help people check in on it. So your webpage is?
SunRiverWomen'sClub.com.
Yes. Okay.
And that would be important for people about the art auction and wine event coming up. There'll be information on the website for that. There'll be some information in the Sun River scene, but that's our next fundraiser, and that happens the third week in May. So that's the one that's the most coming up. And then, of course, Sun River Art Fair has its own website, plus there's information on our website for the Sun River Art Fair.
Wonderful. Well, we certainly will direct people to that. So thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
I love having this contact. It's very meaningful to me.
So. Well, I love tooting the horn for the Women's Club, because I am extremely proud of the Women's Club and all that this great group of women have done.
As you should be, and as they should be of you too, as their president. So thanks again, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Carolyn.